could and could not do without risking harm to those very husbands and brothers and boyfriends. Sara gave me a sharp, hurt look. "Sorry," I said insincerely. "Come on, think. You can see that the stasis down here didn't work for everyone. Swan, how far up this tunnel do we have to go?" I could see a scatter of 8 recumbent forms between myself and the curve, none of whom were immediately recognizable as the captain, lady, Mergen, Ty Day, Cordy Mather, or Blade. From where we stand now, roughly 11 people still aren't accounted for.
"I don't remember," Swan grumped.
Bass echoes chased one another around the cavern. They were worse with my higher-pitched voice, though. "Memory spell wearing off?"
"I don't think so. This feels more like something I never knew. I'm still a whole lot confused about what went on down here."
One big problem was that none of us really knew exactly how many captured there were. Swan was the best witness because he had ridden with them, but he had not kept track, other than of key people. Mergen never had been any help, because after he had become one of the captured, he'd apparently become unable to explore the immediate vicinity where he was confined. "We need to get Mergen awake first thing. Nobody else will know all the names and faces." It seemed probable that some of the people I did not recognize just were not part of the company. "One Eye, figure out how to wake these people up. As soon as I find Mergen, I want to get him into talking condition. Can I go ahead?" Squabbling echoes reminded me to keep my voice down. Crabbily, One Eye responded,
"Yes. Just don't touch anybody. Or even anything that you don't recognize. And stop trying to rush me."
"Can you bring them out of stasis?"
"I don't know yet, do I? I've been too damned busy answering dumb questions. Leave me alone long enough, and I might figure it out, though."
Tempers were getting short and manners were becoming frayed. I sighed, rubbed my forehead and temples because I had begun to develop a headache. Listened to the sounds of more people descending the stair. "Willow, see if you can keep those fools out of here till One Eye's ready." I looked ahead without eagerness. Not only did the cavern turn to the right, it steepened. The water-polished floor was covered with frost. The footing was going to be treacherous.
"Ah!"
The White Crow was up there somewhere. It had been announcing itself repeatedly, sounding more impatient every time. I moved forward, carefully. When I reached the steeper floor, I knelt and brushed the frost away to improve the footing. I told Sara and the Radisha, "If you have to follow me, you'd better be even more careful than I am." They insisted. They were careful. Not one of us slipped and went flailing back down the slope. "Here's Longo and Sparkle," I said. "And that wad definitely looks like the Howler." In fact, that wad definitely was that crippled little master sorcerer. He had been one of the lady's henchmen in the far north,